Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is vowing, "We will not stop fighting until absolute victory," adding that lessons must be learned after the single deadliest day for Israeli troops since this ground operation was launched inside the Gaza Strip in October. 24 soldiers killed in the space of a day, 21 of those in a single incident alone. According to IDF spokesperson Daniel Hagari, troops were destroying Hamas sites as part of the army's efforts to create a buffer zone to allow residents of border communities to return home. He says that an RPG was then fired at a tank, which triggered another explosion, bringing two buildings down on soldiers. The military says it is now launching an investigation into the incident to make sure this doesn't happen again. Meanwhile, the IDF says overnight it completed the encirclement of the southern city of Khan Yunis, killing dozens of Hamas operatives in what is being described as the fiercest fighting yet. The Gaza Health Ministry says hundreds of Palestinians have been killed over the last few days as Israeli troops continue to push further and further south in an area the military describes as a Hamas stronghold. In Tel Aviv, I'm Sarah Coates